I get done here. Start reading your minutes and your expenditures and all. So, I'm gonna run. So, you know, we're trying to vacate part of Bristow Gap Road for the to the county. So I was on the phone with Chad this morning, and so we're gonna have to have a public hearing to vacate the road, but it has to run in the paper 4 weeks before we have a public hearing. So we scheduled a public hearing for July the 13th at 5 o'clock in the FEMA building. We'll have to vote on that. So y'all make sure that'll work. But that's when we did it. I don't even know what day was that.
Monday.
It's on a Monday, July 13th on a Monday. But a Monday after the council meeting, I would think.
Yep.
Huh?
Yep.
Sounds pretty close.
I'm gonna get a calendar.
July 6th is council meeting.
Oh, I thought you meant the night of after.
No. The Monday after.
Yeah, following.
Yeah. Yeah. So other than that, and then we'll go back and we'll discuss the hemp sales here in just a second, but because that might take a little minute. And then I'm gonna let Hunter go over the. I already know what he's gonna say, but that's hard. I can't say it. I can't explain it because it's a lot to partake. So Hunter's body cam, he's having to use a spare. And go ahead and just take it from here because it's hard to.
So roughly 2 years ago, we bought body cameras and tasers. And when we bought those, they were under a 1 year warranty with a 3 year payment program. So our warranty has run out on all. And since then, my body camera messed up the other day. So we immediately purchased a brand new one with the understanding that Axon will buy it back from us if we were to sign a contract, extending that out. Well, because our 3 years has not run up yet on the initial payment program that was signed, they're willing to gift credit us back, I believe it's $13,000 for the current equipment that we have and the amount that we've paid, which was around 8 to 9 in that ballpark. So with that combined, they're coming off of the initial cost that it would cost us, and it brings it down to 50, what was the total signing cost? It wasn't on my
phone. Right here?
Here. Yeah. Here, I can, yeah, if I have that,
I have
a lot better numbers.
Yeah, I've got it. But.
All right, so they're giving us a transfer balance of $11,190.46, which would go down dramatically if we wait. Otherwise, I would have waited till budget time to bring any of this up. That will go down to approximately $1,000 to $1,500, which would just be for the equipment they would be purchasing back from us. So right now it would be $47,008.54, which they can arrange in any way from complete payment up front to a 3 year to a 5 year program of paying on that. That includes 5 years of warranty and what they call a tap bundle, which means at even if we haven't had problems at the 2.5 year mark, or initially we get brand new tasers and body cameras, at the 2.5 year mark we get brand new tasers and body cameras, and at the 5 year mark, so that it make sure that we don't have failures within that system. I was wanting to hold off on tasers because currently all of our tasers are working, and generally that's something that I could give somebody my taser and I could do without or something like that. However, when I talked to them on the phone, if we use a taser outside of being in compliance with them with updates and things like that on them, they will not represent us in court if anything goes bad. So that's why I'm bringing it up, because I was trying to save us money on that end, because I was hoping maybe we could go a few years without having to do that. However, they're not willing to back us up in court if anything goes wrong with the taser or anything like that. So it's also included in the bundle.
Like Hunter says, his is tore up. We bought one, but they'll reimburse us. But in this program, if another one tears up, they just send us a new one.
Don't cost us
anything for 5 years.
And if they're out of warranty, that puts us at a great liability if they're used.
Correct. And the policy I wrote is that me and my officers have to have a body camera.
Period. Oh, yeah.
You know, and so if we have another issue, you know, essentially I have to give my body camera to them, because otherwise either I have to break the policy or they have to break the policy. And so I was using a reserve body camera that we have just for reserve officers. It's nowhere near the quality, nowhere near the reliability. So that's why we were in a kind of hurry to do this, and why I didn't wait till the budget.
Yeah, and I was over there when Hunter was on the phone with a guy and heard what he said. So it was a no-brainer not to do them both at this point. So, anybody got any questions for Hunter? All right.
You want to go into the other
office? Yeah, that's on the next. So
another thing is Cherokee County's hosting a pursuit intervention technique class in November. It's $400 per officer. It doesn't require lodging, per diem, anything like that, because it will be here in Cherokee County. It's only one day. And so there's also a request to send four officers to that class.
And unless they have passed this class and are certified in it, they're not allowed to do that, correct?
And signed off on the policy that I wrote, and they have to be within the confinement of that policy. So there's a bunch of stipulations I put in that essentially it's a certain level of crime has to be met before that can be used, because we don't have expendable vehicles and, you know, such that other departments have. But there is a scenario, certain scenarios that that could be a possibility due to the risk of the public.
No, is this just a one-time certification, or is it something that has to be?
So it's a one-time. However, AMIC gives us a pretty big incentive to go to either that class or defensive driving every year. And so last year I sent two to the defensive driving. This year I'm hoping to send the four to this class. Mm-hmm. And I believe, because now this class is being taught in Alabama, that AMIC eventually will pick up teaching GIT for free, just like they do defensive driving. And so I'm hoping this will be the only time that we would have to pay for it. Now, I would like my guys to be retrained in it every so many years, even if it doesn't require it, just to stay up on it. But I'm hoping that this will be the last time we have to pay anything.
Any questions?
How many officers do we have?
We have five police officers.
Five? Including yourself?
Yes, sir.
So are they all going to get certified?
No, sir. Because somebody has to cover a shift.
I see.
Yes, sir.
Can't bum somebody?
Sorry?
Can't bum somebody from center?
I try not to rely on other agencies.
But I'll tell you, went last year to the other class, so we're covered on our insurance.
Right.
I'll go ahead back. I'm going to back up now since Hunter got that out of the way, and we'll probably use the rest of our time. So we had a public hearing last Tuesday, is that right? For the consideration of sale of consumable hemp products in the town limits. We had three people there that was for it, and nobody spoke against it. So that's where we're at in the public hearing. So I guess the vote tonight will be whether we move forward and get Chad to draft an ordinance, or whether it dies with a lack of a vote. So I guess I went and spoke to Hunter after the public hearing just to get our thoughts. And I don't feel like that we should allow, if it even goes through in the ordinance, that there should be no gummies sold over there, and it should be all consumable drink, and it should be a limit on what they could purchase at one time they walk in. And that's, other than that, that's where. So, but
do we get to make comments on this?
Yeah, that's what that's what I'm saying.
Okay. During the meeting, I've got an uncle dying of cancer, and my sister is a nurse, and I was on the phone with her, and we were discussing this. And he is on hospice, and she has worked in this industry for 20-some years. And if hospice come into a home and seen a bottle of Willie's Home Remedy or any other hemp product in that house, they are no longer on hospice. They are kicked off of hospice and no one will touch them. There's a lot of people in this world that can't survive without hospice right now. The amount of fentanyl that my uncle is on and the Dilaudid pain pumps and everything else to try to get him through a day is unreal. And if somebody was to bring something like that around him, he would lose everything he has, and there's no way he could survive on without hospice. I truly believe that we were told that it was all these cancer patients coming for it, and I think 99.99% of everything that would be sold over there would be for personal consumption and entertainment, and not for cancer patients to be able to come and get.
My biggest concern is, y'all know I foster. We've had teenagers, and my daughter would stand wrong. You know, mother kids, and there's a lot of teenagers that have access to it. Not supposed to, but they do, and they go right in the store and get it because they're not carded. They look older than what they are, and I mean, if we can limit the access to it,
absolutely,
better we're going to be off.
Well, I think it's going to get in the hands of the wrong people, especially underage people. And I don't want to be a part of it. All the people that I have spoken to in our community, and that's who we represent, are totally against it. I've had a bunch of people contact me on Facebook. People talked about it when it was posted of a public hearing for that. People made comments, and I haven't heard anybody say anything positive about it. And we're here to represent the citizens of the town of Leesburg.
What would be the restrictions on it if it passed?
We haven't even got that far. That's what.
At the previous meeting, didn't you say it was going to only be at the liquor store across the
street? Yes. You've got to be a 21 or over, 21 year of age to get in the store.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It couldn't be at a convenience store.
So
it could be at a grocery store. We don't have one of those, but they have to sell 70%. Of grocery, that wouldn't fall in there. And there are a few products that have to be sold at the farm at a pharmacy, and it's like some creams, and there's a list of products. I don't have them in front of me.
Could Cosa Corners and
no, it would only in our town at this time, it would only affect two businesses, the local liquors, Leesburg Liquors, and the pharmacy med shop.
That's at this time. Once you open the dam, it doesn't
stop. Well, that's state regulated. That's nothing to do with it. But yes.
I understand.
Yes.
I'm just concerned with it. I got no use for it.
Right.
If it's available, kids are going to get it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They can go to summer and get all they want.
Oh, yeah.
But the only three people that spoke up for it have a monetary.
Oh, you're right. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying that's, yeah. I mean, I was just stating the fact. I mean, yeah, you're absolutely right.
I'm disappointed that nobody else came.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. I mean, like Joe says, everybody contacted him. I mean, it would have been nice if they would have showed it. Right. So. But we'll vote on it in 10 minutes. We'll go from there. Anybody else got anything? Questions for Hunter or anybody else? Waller?
Dumb question. Which portion?
I'm sorry.
Which portion?
Any of it?
Of the road.
Oh, so. Yeah, the question
is. We're here now.
I thought we were close.
Yeah. So, the portion of the road. So we had Lad come over and do a boundary. And so if you come in off the 68 side, and you know where the old dump road is, it's give or take, it's right past it, but it's marked over there. I just have to go.
So they're wanting it to,
they're going to their property line.
Okay.
So since we're peddling this, I'll go ahead and tell you what, and we'll have to vote on it. So they're going to get the road up from there to that part, and the sheriff's asked, and it'd probably be, I don't know if they'll ever get it done before this budget because it's June, and you got to shoot. So they're asking the town if they're going to take the road over to be theirs to that point, and then we'll take from the old dump road out to Kenner, and we'll, whatever base they put down.
You're going to match it.
Well, yeah, but yeah, it'll just be on our rate. We won't pay it. Yeah, we'll pay for our part from the dump road to Kenner. So if they tar and gravel it, we'll just do what they do all the way out to that point.
I'm right below the hill back.
And I thought, I was supposed to have had a cost estimate for that, but I haven't. I mean, we haven't got that far along yet. We just now got the paperwork signed on the actual today. I mean, got the rest of it signed. So, but I have all the petitions, I mean, everything that's, Chad, I've got all the originals. I mean, I have it all in hand. Just the next steps, the public here. And so the reason we're vacating it is the county's built a new training facility on that road, and it's state-of-the-art, like, training facility for the county.
The sheriff's range?
Yes.
That's a rough road.
So, and that's why we're peddling to get, that's the only thing that's back there, so the county, they're going to take over part of the road to get to there, and then we'll take over from there out to our part, and it'll be a nice road all the way through, because, you know, we actually had a training this week, 60, 70 people from all over, everywhere was here training over there. It's going to be like, it's not just for
the sheriffs.
Yeah, it'd be, I mean, it is, but like our guys has actually been to training. I mean, it's, so people's in and out of here all the time. Like, you know, they have a sheriff's conference once a year over at Chestnut Bay, but they would use our FEMA building plus their meeting room. Now they got their nice facility over there with their own meeting room, but they still use our facility too. I mean, you know.
Well, so. Do the whole road then, come. Use our building, do the whole road. Come on.
You know how it goes.
We don't want to do none. We'll put our road somewhere else. You can hear the whole road. All the way to
Keene. We'll put it on Robert Street.
Yeah, put it on Robert Street. That way the road, gets
there,
paid.
There you go.
But yeah, that's why we're going through here. So that's where we at with that part of it.
I thought there was a state of an art shooting range across the street from me, across the 411.
Could be.
We had some people over this weekend. I never heard that kind of thing. Jimmy was there with that gun going in, Jimmy. Somebody had an automatic gun over there.
Might sound like a machine gun going, boy.
Let's go inside.
See, I'm telling you, there's a common denominator in a lot of this stuff.
You got any more questions about the road?
No.
I thought you were going to close it completely.
Well, that was the plan, and then the sheriff come back and asked.
Didn't we make it?
Yeah, because it's more safer for a lot of them to access off Kenner and keep it open both ways. And it would be just to come out and go out 68.
So what does it do, though, if, like I said, if they didn't, why can't they just do the whole road? I mean, if we vacate.
Because we own half and they own half, and they didn't, and they just took what property they had, and we kept.
Okay.
Yeah, it was an ordeal. Yeah. They wanted what was, so.
I mean, I didn't know if it kicked the two or three houses.
So what Joe said, to start with, when we first decided, they owned that property. They were going to put a gate and close the road. And then we came back, and they don't want the road closed. They want to use it for through traffic. So, now we can leave it there. I mean, we can leave our side, and I'm not saying we got to pave it. I mean, that was just we can leave it dirt from one end on their half. But
potholes, but no, sir, we'll fix that.
But it would look rough. I mean, it wouldn't, yeah. But, yeah, we can't leave it dirt. I'm not saying we got to pave it by no means, but it.
It's rough as a cob.
Yeah. You been over there this week? They bladed part of it with motor grader. So. Or last week. His last week. Day's Monday. His last week.
You could control that traffic by the surface that you put on.
You can. And some speed bumps. And some
don't need no speed bumps. They got potholes. They swallow both ways.
He's one rock over here. He's one rock over here, and I promise this is a good one.
Better have good tar when you hit it.
Yeah, I was over there. Me and Keith was over there Friday, Thursday or Friday. And it was,
that's rough.
Yeah, they were working on it, so.
Better than it was.
Yeah. So if no more questions, I'm going to settle through the, I got a few remarks to make. Sewer project is, the control panels and the pumps are in, the tie-in was made. So they are, they're making a punch list. Like, there's a few spots that sunk that they got to put some dirt and grass, but hoping for a final inspection next week or the week after, and it'll be ready to start tying people on. But it is hooked up, and the control panels, the pumps, everything's.
In the future, we're going to have to look at setting that up on the generator.
Probably one of these days.
Because it was already off this morning because the power flickered last night. I called Brian and told him it was off. But we're going to have to set that up, get a generator put down there, and just make it automatic.
One of these days, yeah.
One of these days.
There's a lot going in it now.
Mm-hmm. And so, when we tie on, the worst it's going to be.
Right. So, yeah. So maybe next week or the week after, we can get Lad down here to do a final inspection. And then if they'll. But they're doing a punch list right now, trying to get it done.
I've seen a lot of the areas where they put it through, and it looks very nice. They've done a good job.
Oh, it does look good. There are just a few spots that didn't take grass that they just going to have to be. I mean, it's 99% done. I mean, at this point, we finally got everybody happy. But I think
everybody,
pretty much, no joke.
That's a miracle.
Yeah. So the Alabama 250 grant for the mural that's going on the wall, we got approved Friday. Yeah, so we got it approved. I don't even know what day it is, but we did get approved
Monday.
So she's supposed to start it as soon as it quits raining in the block dry. So maybe next week she'll get it on there. And y'all have all seen a picture of what it's going to look like. Annual audit begins Thursday. Thank goodness. Get that out of the way. They've already sent him 3 boatloads of stuff, so maybe it won't take him long. Clerk's conference is 6/23 through the 26th. They'll be, the office will be closed. Call Jimmy if y'all got any problems. Leesburg Day is the second Saturday, which is 9/12, and the gospel singing will be on the 10th with Newground. He'll be here. And Jonathan Iverson will be Saturday. Jonathan and Savannah both will be the Saturday entertainment. Lisa, you got anything? Jeff? Jimmy? Keith? Hunter, you got anything else? You spent enough, but I'll ask you.
No, sir, I don't.
Y'all got anything? Good deal. We'll pedal through this in about 2 minutes, we'll be done. We ain't got but a few things on the agenda. To make it easier on them, we'll do a roll call vote that way. Tonight. Huh?
Please.
Yeah. And I'll just do it on all the items, so y'all don't get excited. Jimmy, start getting up. We got a minute. That way you'll be up. I'm a stalker. Somebody catch him. My back
is
good. My back's already had surgery. We'll have a pledge and go out of prayer. Lead the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, please lead, guide, and direct us as we go through the business of doing the town. And everything that we do is pleasing in your eye. Please forgive us of our sins. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Sing in the light. Hope y'all had a chance to look at the previous meeting. Got a motion from Melissa.
Second.
Second from Keith. Lisa. Joe. Jim. Keith. Melissa. Review of the last month's bills to pay them.
Make a motion to pay the bill.
Motion from Joe, second from Melissa. Lisa?
Aye.
Keith?
Aye.
Melissa?
Aye.
We got no old business. Like I said, we're going to have a public hearing July the 13th, 2026 at 5 o'clock in the FEMA building to vacate and close the port. It ain't gonna close. They vacate a portion of Bristol Gap Road. Ain't close. Yeah.
Make a motion to have a public hearing.
Got a motion from Joe.
Second.
Second from Jimmy. Lisa.
Aye.
Joe.
Aye.
Jimmy. Keith.
Aye.
Melissa.
Aye.
Next is we had a public hearing. I don't even know what, last Tuesday. Chad was here and everybody was here. Y'all heard what everybody had to say, and so it's time for a vote to consideration of sale of consumable hemp products in the town of Leesburg. I'll need a motion.
Make a motion. We do not sell hemp products in the town of Leesburg.
A second.
Got a motion from Joe and a second from Melissa. Lisa?
Aye.
Motion failed. Approve a police department purchase of tasers and body cams. Y'all heard Hunter's.
I make a motion to approve it.
Got a motion from second. Keith, a second from Joe. Lisa?
Aye.
Aye.
Jimmy?
Aye.
Keith?
Aye.
Melissa?
Aye.
Pit class for Zach? Well, for the four officers. Oh, yeah.
Make a motion. We pay $1,600 to have four officers trained.
Second.
Got a motion from Joe. Second from Lisa. Lisa.
Aye.
Joe.
Aye.
Jim.
Aye.
Keith.
Aye.
Melissa.
Aye.
That's all I got. Anybody else? That's good. Together. I'm done.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Got a motion to adjourn. Got a second from Melissa.
Aye.
I was like, what the crap?